The dairy industry has become the latest battleground for political games in Canberra. It would seem One Nation's successful push to bring forward an industry code of conduct touched off some bitter political infighting in the Nationals. So what's the industry making of all of this? David Innall is the CEO of Australian Dairy Farmers. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
I suppose the question is, what's all this got to do with the price of milk?
Yeah, well, the dairy industry has certainly been front and centre in a number of political debates over the last couple of years, and particularly in the lead up to the federal election. Dollar milk. I think if we go back to 2011, when supermarkets brought in dollar milk, there was a concerted effort from industry to address that particular price disparity that we felt, and those dairy farmers that are really suffering out there, those that are supplying fresh milk contracts, that is. For 8 years, our organisation endeavoured to move that forward, and we succeeded in this year.
But before we get into the substance of where the politics of this is at now, can you just paint a picture for our listeners of where the dairy industry is at, the people that are making the milk, where they are at today? Because, you know, as I travel around rural and regional Australia, I mean, you hear about dairy farmers literally needing to walk off the land. It's so difficult.
Sure. So that's a great question. And it, clearly Australia is a large dry country, and we have dairy farmers throughout each state except the Northern Territory. Through Queensland, clearly we've had a large number of dairy farmers leave the land. The retail prices put significant downward pressure on those farmers through New South Wales as well. In Victoria, the pressures are a little different. The price of water through the Murray-Darling Basin is untenable. Many of those dairy farmers down here in Victoria are more subjected to the world price rather than the retail price. And then Tasmania, South Australia and Western Australia have a range of challenges as well. But what we are seeing
is... So you've got drought, you've got water prices,
yes.
You've got the retail prices all pushing essentially from different directions.
Correct.
Onto the people that are making the milk. And it may vary in different parts of Australia to what extent those factors are pushing them.
And some farmers are doing quite well. Some farmers are okay. But realistically, if you look at the numbers, if you look at farm exits, if you look at our production has gone from 12 billion litres down to under 9 billion litres, whereas New Zealand over the past 20 years has gone from 12 billion litres to 20 billion litres. So clearly we have a number of fundamental challenges in the industry.
Now, the Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie, has told your industry previously that she couldn't get a mandatory code of conduct up and running before the middle of next year. Now the minister says it can be done by January. What's changed?
So we've seen the politics over the last few days, as you mentioned in the early part of this discussion. We work closely with the federal government throughout most of this year and last year on the code. So we provided a significant contribution to that content. I'm not going to get too involved in the politics as to how that has been brought forward. But most importantly, we look forward to seeing the text. We know what we need to look for. We know what's important for dairy farmers. But I think it's also extremely relevant for listeners to understand we need to manage expectations here. The code, while a very important piece here, will not increase prices for farmers.
Are you happy, though, that it's been brought forward? What's your perspective on the situation we now find ourselves in?
So the sooner we see the code, the better. So that's great. We're pleased to have a code, which I believe will be released any day. We're ready to analyse that, and if that can come out or be effective prior to the date that was originally flagged, well, that's fantastic.
Is it frustrating, though, given everything that you've just described about the situation that the industry, the farmers, find themselves in, that you've been told for quite some time this couldn't be done until mid-next year, and then suddenly there's a bit of pressure from a minor party, we're talking about One Nation here, and hey presto, it can be done.
Yeah, so that was curious, and we look forward to sitting down with government and better understanding as to how that occurred, because we have certainly been communicating to our members the time frame and why that was the case. So we're not sure how that happened, and I know there are some internal challenges there.
What did you understand to be the reasons why it couldn't be done until mid next year?
So we were informed that there was it was being constructed and drafted within government, and that process was complicated, and there were a number of steps that needed to take place before it would be released, which I believe was going to be in a few weeks from now. So I believe it was imminent. It's just come forward a couple of weeks, to the best of my knowledge.
So not so complicated, maybe.
Well, I'm not in the government, and our role is as the National Advocacy Organisation is to, there are some politics we do get involved in, but most importantly, our role is to assess the text, make sure that farmers are well represented and that our voice is heard. We have a very clear view on what we believe that code needs to deliver, what its role is in assisting the industry, and we stand ready to do that.
I want to try and understand that, but when you're trying to solve a problem like this, does it somewhat damage the relationship? If you're told this can't be done right now, you need to sit and be patient, and then a third party comes in, like a minor party, sees some mileage to get out of it, and then produces the change almost instantly. I mean, does that sort of deteriorate whatever the relationship is?
Well, it doesn't help, and we have a good relationship with the minister's office, and we've worked closely with the opposition and crossbenchers as required. So it doesn't assist, but you know, I understand politics is challenging, and there's a lot going on there. We try, as I said earlier, we try to not get too involved in that. Our job is to represent the views of farmers, make sure that the content that's in that code and what we have already proposed is delivered for farmers.
Okay, so. So what do you say you've got a clear view of what needs to happen? What is it?
Yeah, so there are many pieces to the code. In 2016, there were price step downs, so no retrospective price step downs is important. What's also clear is that we would like to see a decision that processors announce prices early before the start of the season on the same day, preferably. Also, farmers want to be able to switch supply if it's appropriate, if their relationship with their processor is, they feel like it's not working to the best for their benefit. Split supply, being able to supply maybe more than one processor. But I think most importantly, and this is a real key to the code, is there must be a fair and equitable and transparent process for appeals. What's happened previously is farmers have felt that they haven't had a voice. If they didn't feel that the contract was suitable to them, they didn't feel like they were empowered. And what's important with this code is that farmers feel empowered to go and see somebody to appeal.
I want to ask this because I suspect the interaction that most people listening this morning will have with this industry is when they buy milk at the supermarket. Is there a price, and I know this is not all about price, you know, in the retail sector, is there a price that you think would be reasonable, if we're sort of talking about benchmarks, et cetera, that would ensure this industry can survive, but which doesn't, you know, rip off the Australian consumer?
Sure. So we haven't done that analysis. We hear out of some states that are mostly focused on market milk, we hear $1.50, $1.60 a litre is a common number that we hear. But also, it's, again, just to reiterate, 10% of us, there's around 5,200, 5,300 dairy farmers in Australia. 10% of those have fresh milk contracts, and that's important. But 90% are exposed to the world price. There's butter, there's cheese, there's powder.
David Enola, I suspect you'll probably be talking to the minister or her office today. We have requested her to come on air, so please encourage her to do so. We think there's lots of questions to put.
We'll absolutely do that, no problem.
David Enola is the CEO of the Australian Dairy Farmers. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.